Why can we recycle our clear plastic pop bottles and milk jugs, but not clear plastic strawberry boxes or yogurt containers? Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich finds out.
Every week, Fayetteville residents fill up recycling bins with paper, cardboard, glass, and plastic for curbside pickup. But some items are chronically left behind.
Well, most of the plastics they leave behind are anything that are not bottles and are containers, and they're typically labeled number 3s through number 7s.
Brian Pugh's director of Fayetteville Solid Waste and Recycling.
The markets that we sell to are very specific on the materials that they want us to collect. So number 1, plastic bottles, number 2, plastic bottles and jugs. The markets for those, there's a lot of domestic markets that we have, and we are able to sell those at very good commodity prices. We're looking at about 15 to 20 cents per pound for those materials. Those other types of plastics, 3 through 7s, the non-bottles, those mixed containers, those are of a lot less value and they're very hard to market. In fact, domestically, there's almost no markets for it. It's all overseas where that material is going.
But he will take polyethylene terephthalates, or PET for short, your clear water and soda bottles, the number 1s, as well as the 2s, HDPE, or high-density polyethylene milk and detergent jugs. Plus, Pugh said, you don't have to remove bottle caps anymore, because what it comes down to are the resins, says Steve Alexander. He's president of the Association of Post-Consumer Plastic Recyclers, a trade organization representing 130 companies nationwide that acquire, reprocess, and sell post-consumer plastics.
One type of plastic is as different from another type of plastic as aluminum is from paper. So, you know, you can't have a number 3 with a number 1, you can't have a number 4 with a number 1, et cetera, because it contaminates it.
Plastic 1s and 2s are commonly smelted into lots of new stuff. There's no big market yet for 3s through 7s. Like number 3, PVC is polyvinyl chloride, clear tamper-resistant packaging. Number 4 is LDPE, low-density polyethylene films, used in produce and newspaper bags. Number 5's polypropylene, used to make dairy containers in the yogurt cups. As for number 6, your styrofoam cups and takeout boxes, forget about it for now. And 7's comprise miscellaneous plastics, large water bottles, sippy cups, and baby bottles, which typically get trashed too. Again, plastics recycling expert Steve Alexander.
Well, the PET and high-density recycling technology has been established for a very long period of time. And most recycling systems are set up in this country for dual sort, which means you can only sort one or two types of resins at a particular time. If the material is sorted by its individual resin, it can be recycled by recyclers. But typically what happens, only your ones and twos are sorted according to the individual resins, and it's very difficult to get communities and owners of material recovery facilities, MRFs they're called, to then do an additional sort to segregate out, say, a number 5 or something along those lines.
Now, Fayetteville, unlike most municipalities, practices state-of-the-art curbside source separation. That means sanitation workers sort paper, glass, along with plastics 1 and 2, into separate truck compartments at the curb, rather than commingling all recyclables for conveyor hand sorting later at the city yard. And last year, Fayetteville collected 164 tons of number 1 plastic and 103 tons of number 2 plastic for shipment to Southeastern Materials Recovery Facilities, primarily in Georgia. Again, Solid Waste Director Brian Pugh.
And the revenue that we recovered for that material, for the plastics, was a little shy of $120,000. Looks like $119,360 for that material.
For a time, Fayetteville's Municipal Recycling Division was collecting 3 through 7s from a local food co-op recycling collection center because the city had scouted a local buyer.
The plastics were going to a regional recycler in Oklahoma, and they approached that recycler approached the city back in the end of 2011 and wanted to use the material for synthetic grade oil, which was a really cool technology that's been around for a while, and we followed it and we know that it's a viable technology. But unfortunately, that business went out of business.
So Brian Pugh stockpiling 20 tons of 3 through 7 mixed plastic and will hold on to it until a new regional MRF, or a materials recovery facility, emerges. Plastics recycling expert Steve Alexander says that's better than throwing it away.
Well, I would hope not. I mean, if they go online, they can go to our website, plasticsrecycling.org, and they go into the market development tab. There's a buyers and sellers list. I mean, there are markets for certain those materials in North America, as well as, you know, there's another website called plasticsmarkets.org. So, you know, there are markets.
Because new MRFs are opening up all the time. The American Chemistry Council says more than 1,800 businesses handle or reclaim post-consumer plastics across the nation. And here's how it works. You take your Coke bottle, it gets ground into flake. It's washed, screened, and sorted. The flakes are then marketed as raw material for manufacture into things like carpet, fleece clothing, pillows, and even back to new single-serve Coke bottles. Now, the number two plastic, your polyethylene milk and detergent jugs, are cleaned, shredded, and ground, then turned into plastic lumber, furniture, lawn, and garden products, buckets, and crates. The Springdale company, Aert, blends recycled wood fiber with this flake to make termite-resistant composite building materials, a successful pioneer in the industry. Last count, according to EPA, Americans generated 31 million tons of plastic waste, representing 12% of municipal solid waste, but only 8% of that was recycled. But there's breaking news regarding the fives. Again, Steve Alexander with the Association of Post-Consumer Plastic Recyclers.
The next greatest thing out there, the next great thing is polypropylene, which are your tubs and your lids, some of your paint buckets and things of that nature, yogurt tubs, your butter tubs, yogurt tubs and things of that nature. And that is coming on. But the reality is that you have to get your communities to segregate that material.
Steve Alexander says plastics recycling is still in the embryonic stage. Now, early on, bales of mixed U.S. plastics were sold and shipped overseas to China, which needed scrap plastic to manufacture lower-cost products sold in-country.
Well, the distinction is that they have the labor force. You look at the way that they separate their material. You know, I mean, it's very prehistoric. I mean, there's no other way to get around it. I mean, it's very rudimentary, where we have modern systems and health and safety and labor laws. You know, they'll take a bale of plastic and spread it over a farm field and then have people segregate it out by hand, you know, to separate all the material by hand. We don't do that in this country, in North America, and we don't do that in North America.
One recent study of China's mixed plastics recycling industry by a Sonoma, California company counted tens of thousands of independent hand recyclers. But demand for U.S. baled mixed plastics has greatly diminished in China, the study found, due to more Chinese consumers purchasing plastic-clad merchandise in their country's supply chain. So until we have abundant MRFs, materials recovery facilities at our disposal, to turn our recyclable plastics into new things, a good portion of it will end up in the local landfill for now. But take solace. The emissions from degrading plastics and other trash in sealed, filled landfills are increasingly being recovered and cogenerated as valuable methane. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.